Welcome to Tawari Mechanach, Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Har. Today we'll be studying Sefer Melachim Alf Parak Chof. Okay, this is another fascinating parak. War, multiple wars between Achav, the king of Israel, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram. Here we go. And great miracles are done for Achav and the armies of Israel. Parakhah Pasuk Aleph. Uben Hadad Malach Aram Kavatz es Kol Chelo Ushloshim Mishnai Melachito Vishus Verachav Vayal Vayatzar Al Shaman Vayilachim. Ben Hadad, the king of Aram, went. He gathered his entire army. He gathered another 32 kings, allies of his. He took horses. He took chariots. He went up and he besieged Shaman and he made war against Shaman. And now Ben-Hadad, he's besieging Shamron, the territory and the city of the king of Israel, and he sends messengers to Achav, the king of Israel, with terms of surrender. Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer lo, and he says to him, Ko Amar Ben-Hadad, so says Ben-Hadad, Kaspecha uzahavcha lihu, your silver and your gold is mine, unashecha uvanecha tovim lihim, and the best of your wives and your children, they are mine. Vayan melech isho, vayomer kidvarcha adoni hamelech, lecha ani v'chalashali. Achav agrees. Achav says, okay, just like you have spoken, my master, the king, I am yours, and everything that is mine is also yours. In other words, he surrenders, and Achav figures he doesn't have a choice against this big army of Aram. And messengers come back, and they say, so says Ben-Hadad, saying, because you sent to me, saying, and now Ben-Hadad has a further message. Your silver, your gold, your wives and your sons are mine. So what else does he want? Achav already agreed he wants something else. Pasuk Vav. Ki im ka es machar ashlach es avadai elecha. This time tomorrow, I'm sending my servants, Ben-Hadad's servants, to the palace of Achav, the chipsu es becha, they will search out your house. The es batei avadecha, the houses of your servants. Vahaya kol machmad einecha, everything that is precious in your eyes, yasimu biyadam vilachu, they will put in their hands and they will take. This is an emergency. When Ben-Hadad wants the silver and the gold and the people as captives, Achav agrees. All of a sudden, Ben-Hadad is asking for machmar einecha, and now Achav is in a panic. Not really, but that's my own words. Vayikra melech Yisrael lecho ziknei haaretz, the king of Israel, Achav calls all of the elders of Israel. And he says, du'una, do you believe what's going on? Listen to this. Uru'u and see. Ki ra'az emvakish. He seeks harm. He seeks evil, Ben-Hadad. Ki shalach elei l'nashai, u'l'vanai, u'l'kaspi, u'l'zahavi, v'lom anti menu. He wants my silver. He wants my gold. He wants my wives. He wants my sons. I didn't hold back. But that's not enough. He wants something else. Machmar einech. He wants what's most precious to me. V'yomu elav kol zakenim v'chol am. And all the zakenim and all of the nations say, al tishma. Do not listen to him. Do not give in. So therefore, Achav sends messengers to the king of Ben-Hadad, and he says, tell my master the king, everything that you had sent to your servant in the first time, I will do. But this, machmad einai, I will not be able to do. And the messengers go, and they bring back word. What did Ben-Hadad want that the Zakenim and Achav were so adamant they would not give up? Listen to Rashi, Pasuk Vav, the Radak quotes it also. V'hine kolam yishonim divrei chamdahim. Rashi says, what did they want? Everything that they first demanded was precious. Gold and silver are precious. Sons and wives are precious. Elamahu mach. What does Ben-Hadad mean when he says, I want what is most precious in your eye? Chemda mito chemda, the most precious of all precious. Zeh Sefer Torah. The king has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah for himself, to keep one Sefer Torah in his Otsar Tov. One Sefer Torah goes out to war. What did Ben-Hadad want? The ultimate symbol of the conqueror of Israel, he knew, was to take Achav Sefer Torah. How do we know Machmar einecha Sefer Torah? Because Rashi quotes Tehillim, Perek Yutas, HaNechmadim Mizahav UmiPazrav. Torah is more desirable than gold, and then fine gold. That's what Ben-Hadad wanted. Amar Achav Belivo, this is wicked Achav. Achav says in his heart, Davar Gadol Zeh Mevakesh, he requests this unbelievable great thing. Ein Zeh Sheli Levadi, Torah is not mine. Shel Ziknei Yisrael, he belongs to the elder of Israel also. Lefichach, Vayikra Lechol Ziknei Eretz, he calls all the elders of the land. And Rashi's quoting Medrash Tanchum as well in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And Rashi concludes, Afal Pi Shehayu Ovdin Avodah Zarah, how you mechabed in a sitar. Look at what we call today the pintaliyad. What an incredible, incredible teaching. Achav was willing to give up all his silver, all his gold, the woman, the children, hostages, we fully surrender. I'm willing to give you that. You want the Sefer Torah of the King of Israel, the ultimate sign of the conqueror of Israel? We will never give that up. Like Rashi says, Afal pi incredible. Shayu ovdin avodah zarah, how you mechabed in a sitar. Yes, they were idol worshippers, but they also understood that the Sefer Torah should never be given up. Amazingly, the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin that because Achav honored the Torah that is written with the Chaf Beis Osios, 22 letters of the Albis, he was rewarded with 22 years on the throne. Just an incredible, incredible teaching. A Jew always understands the preciousness of Torah. Where are we up to? Okay, so Ben-Hadad, so he says, I'm sorry, I can't. So Pasuk Yod, Ben-Hadad said, so should the gods, lowercase g, so the powers do, and so will they, so they shall continue. The dust of the Shamron is not even enough for the footsteps of my whole army, meaning you're so small and insignificant, we will trample upon you. And the king of Israel answered, and he says, don't be so proud of yourself. Don't boast so much. The one who arms himself when going off to battle should not boast like the one who unfastens his weapons. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. You're so certain you're going to conquer me, Ben-Hadad. You're already boasting that you won the battle. Let's just wait and see what happens. And it was when he, Ben-Hadad, heard the answer of Achav, don't be so proud of yourself. What was Ben-Hadad doing? He was so certain of his victory. But who shows that? He was having a drinking party. Who? The Hamalachim, Basukos. They were sitting in their tents, right? And they're in their encampment of the siege, and they're having a drinking party. And he says to his servants, let us besiege the city. They besiege the city. The Hine Navid Echad Nigash El Achav Mechisha. An unnamed prophet comes to Achav, the king of Israel, and this unnamed prophet says, Pasugud Gimel, so says Hashem, have you seen this entire multitude of Ben-Hadad's army? Behold, he is going to be given in your hand, and you will know that I am Hashem. Achav receives a prophecy that Ben-Hadad and his army are going to fall to his hand. Rashi to Pasugud Gimel says, who was this Navi? His name was Michahu Ben Yimla, according to Seder Olam, who is going to be relevant to the Navi in the coming in two prakim. Okay, so Michahu Ben Yimla is the Navi, and he comes and he says, don't worry, Ben-Hadad is going to fall on your hand. But why? V'yadata kini Hashem. So you, Achav, will know that I am God. And Achav says, b'mi v'yomer, kol ma'ashem, b'na'arei, sorry, medino. So Achav says, how should I wage battle? I still need to do my hishtadlis. So the Navi says to him, I'm in Pasuk Yadalad, you should take b'na'arei, sorry, medino, the lads of the officers of the provinces. Who are these people? What group is this? So Rashi explains, very, very interesting to Pasuk Yadalad, that the neighboring provinces, the neighboring rulers of the neighboring provinces, Achav took their children as hostages to ensure that they would not rebel against him. Wow. The Radak also quotes that, but the Radak gives another opinion that they were Hanarim Ha'ela Hayu Gedulim Etzlo, Kikain Min HaKamlachim Sheyigdulu B'chatzarein B'nei Asarim HaGedulim. The prominent officers in Achav's government, their sons would grow up in the king's palace. So it's either that group, or it's actually hostages of foreign countries who he had so that they would not rebel against him. Okay, fine. Mi asor ha-mechama, Achav said, who will lead the battle? And the prophet says, you'll lead the battle. And Achav appoints these na'are sare ha-medinos, these young lads. How many were there? 232. Plus he gets a remaining army from Israel, 7,000. And they go out in the afternoon. Ben-Hadad is drinking himself shikur. Shosa shikur. He's a complete drunk in the tents of his encampment. He and the 32 kings who were there to help him, his allies. And these na'are sare ha-medinos, Venus come out. Ben-Hadad gets word that, you know, these young lads are coming, and he's not worried. He gets a messenger, Anashim Yatsu Mishamon. Do you know that men have emerged from Shaman? Maybe they want to attack us. And Ben-Hadad says, if they have come for peace, catch them alive. If they have come for war, also get them alive. However they are, I want them alive. But he was not very worried about that. What happens? They come out of the city, these Nare Sarihamadinos, and then the soldiers, the 7,000 come after them, and they struck down every man, his fellow man, and they run away. The army of Aram, Ben-Hadad, they flee. Aram flees. Israel chases after them, and Ben-Hadad himself runs away with his horse and with his chariot, with his riders. And the king of Israel goes out and he strikes the horses and he strikes the chariots and he smotes in Aram, Makah Gedolah, a great blow against Aram. So who won the battle? Israel. Achav, the king of Malchus Yisrael. Ayigash Navi Amalch Yisrael. The Navi comes back to the king of Israel and he says, go, strengthen yourself. But you have to know what you're going to do, because next time, this time next year, the king of Aram is coming back. He's not going to take defeat so easily. He's going to come back against you. Simultaneously, the servants of the king of Aram say, listen, you know why the Israelites won? Their God is the God of the mountains. So they were stronger than us. But if we strike them in the plain, in the lowlands, their God doesn't have power over the lowlands. Next time you go to battle, that's what we're going to do. We'll be stronger than them, okay? So let us do this matter. And they tell him how to make an army and replace all the fallen horses, replace all the fallen chariots, replace all the fallen soldiers. We'll strike them in the valley. We'll make war. We'll be stronger than them. And Ben-Hadad listens, and this is what he does. And it is what happens next year. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, appoints his army. They go up to a place called Afek to make war. Afek to make war. Aleph, Pei, Kuf, to make war with Israel. And what happened at this time? The Bnei Yisrael were mobilized. They knew what was coming. Remember, the Navi warns them. They know what's happening. And they are mobilized. The soldiers have provisions. V'chalkalu, the army is strong for Israel. And they go out to greet Ben-Hadad, the army of Aram, and the children of Israel camped opposite them. And we're even told that the children of Israel were such a small army, Kishnei Chasifei Izim. They're just like two flocks of goats, the Aram Milues Haaretz, and the army of Aram, Ben-Hadad, filled the land. The Navi wants to emphasize how great is the nace that the Bnei Israel won. It reminds us of the Maccabees, the massive army of the Syrian Greeks, and the teeny army of the Maccabim. Here too, you have a small Sumerian army under the king of Israel, and a massive army under Ben-Hadad, and the prophet comes back, Pasuk Chaf Ches, and he says to the king of Israel, so says Hashem, because Aram said their God is only the God of mountains and not the God of the valleys. Behold, I'm going to give this great multitude into your hand so that they will know. So that you should know, actually, V'yadatim, so you and your people will know that I am Hashem. The miracle is going to come because they think I'm only the God of the mountains. I'm also the God of the plains, of the valleys. They camped opposite each other for 7 days. I'm on Pasuk Haftas. And on the seventh day, the war comes close and the children of Israel struck Aram. You know how many men they struck? Mea Aleph Ragli Biyom Echad. 100,000 foot soldiers. Whoa. In one day, and anyone who survived ran away to Afek, to the city. And the wall in the city fell upon the remaining, are you ready for this? 27,000 soldiers of Aram. Whoever had survived on the battlefield, the wall fell on them. 27,000 more now fell. Ben-Hadad survives. He manages to run away to the city, and he goes into an innermost room. And his servants say to him, you know Ben-Hadad survived, but he realized that he is a wanted man. His days, his hours are numbered. And the servants say, you know, we heard that the king of Israel, the kings of Israel are very compassionate kings. Let's put on sackcloth. Let's put on ashes. Let's put ropes, chavalim bereshedu, not ashes, ropes on our head, which is a sign of surrender. Well, go to the king of Israel. Maybe he'll keep your life alive. So they put on sackcloth. They put ropes on their heads. They go to the king of Israel and they say, Avdecha Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad says, I am your servant. Techina nafshi, please leave me alive. Vayomer, Achav is so surprised. Ha'odanu chai? you're still alive, he says. Achihu. And then he says, he is my brother. And the men who were with Ben-Hadad understood. They took this as an incantation. Yenachashu. Nachesh, Yenachesh, Ish Kamoni, said Yosef, when he was still pretending to be the viceroy. He was the viceroy, pretending to his brothers. They did a divination, and they quickly take this as an incantation, and they sign, and hurry, they go, and they say, Ben-Hadad, he says he's your brother. Quickly come. And they put Ben-Hadad on the chariot. Achav puts Ben-Hadad on the chariot. And Achav makes a whole agreement with him. We're going to have peace. We're going to have business. We're going to have a covenant. Vayichos lo bris. They enact a covenant. Vayishachehu. Achav releases Ben-Hadad, his arch enemy, alive. Wow, how does the parak end? Pasuk Lamed Hey, Achav is going to be punished for this. He did the wrong thing. And a certain man from the prophets goes over to his friend by the word of God. Listen why. And this man from the prophet says to his friend, strike me. And his friend refuses to strike him. And the first prophet says, because you didn't listen to the voice of God who commanded you to strike me, behold, when you leave me, a lion is going to strike you. The man who refused to hit his friend, the prophet, went, a lion found him and smote him by Yakehu. Okay? This prophet finds another man. He says, hit me. He hit him, and he is wounded. This wounded Navi who was hit goes, and he stands before the king, Achav. On the way, Achav is coming back from battle. Achav's in his chariots. Achav's coming back from releasing Ben-Hadad. And this wounded man is there. And the wounded man covers his eyes so that the king should not recognize him. And the king is passing by. The wounded man, i.e. the prophet who's hiding and dressing himself up, calls out to the king. And he says, I, your servant, went out in the middle of the battlefield. A man came to me, my comrade in arms, and he gave me a captive. And he said, guard over this captive. Guard him with your life. excuse me. If he will be missing, if you left the captive go, your life will be for his life. Or you have to pay talents of silver, which is much higher than a servant. Guard this captive from battle. But what happened? He says, I was busy. I was doing this and I was doing that. And I turn around and the captive's not there anymore. So what should I do now? Who's gone? Who's responsible? Me or the man who asked me to guard him? And the king of Israel said, Kein mishpatecha, atacha ratzta. The king of Israel said, it's your fault. You were a shomer. You were supposed to watch over the captive. He got away from you. Now you have brought the consequence upon yourself. Pasuk mem aleph, vayimaher. And the Navi hurries, vayasar es ha'efer me'al enov. He takes off the cover, the scarf from his eyes. Vayakar so melech isho kimin ha'viyim hu. And immediately Achav recognizes that this man who was pretending to be a soldier was really a prophet of Israel. Vayomer elav ko amar Hashem. And the prophet said, so says God, ya'an shilachta es ish chermi miyad. Why did you send away the enemy, the king of Aram, who was supposed to die and be killed in battle? You made a deal with him. You told him he's your brother. You put him on a chariot. You said, we're going to have commerce. We're going to have business. We're brothers. You sent him away. The mashal was about you. You were the one in the battlefield who was supposed to watch over the captive. Your soul will be instead of his soul. Your people instead of his people. You set the captive free, you will pay with your life. The king of Israel went back to his house. Sar v'za'if. He is troubled and angry. He came to Shimon. He was so triumphant from battle. He was winning over Hadad, Melech Aram. But when he hears the words of the prophet, he made a grievous error. He should not have let him go alive. Because he did so, the consequences will be grave. Dedicated anonymously, this chus for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them continued koch and wisdom to lead Kaisro. I bring this closer to Hashem in the coming of Mashiach. B'mher, b'yameinu, amen. Thank you so much. We will continue tomorrow. That's what Hashem.